Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. In about 2 minutes, the graduates will be filing in, led by two pipers, Kirk Johnstone and Eric McGulkin. You might like to give them a warm welcome when they come through the tent. As you can hear, they're coming right down on the right side, on your right side. a nice hand for these two excellent pipers, Kurt Johnstone and Eric McGulkin. And I'll be back to you in just about 5 minutes when the platform party will start to make its way through what we hope is not going to be any more rain than we've had. So, go ahead. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. Welcome to the second arts convocation. We had one this morning almost as big as this, but this is just a little bit too big. So if there are any empty seats near you, raise your hand and people can swing into those seats who are looking for seats right now. We hope to get every single person in a place, but that may not be actually 100% possible, but we'll do the best we can. Anyway, my name is David Harp. I'm from the Chemistry Department and Faculty of Science. I'm the University Marshal, Chef du Protocol, as it is called, but it means nothing with respect to food, just with respect to getting you all up on the stage and off the stage with your respective degrees. I would suggest that if you would like to take your hats off, it might be more comfortable. You won't have hat hair or hat head or whatever it's called. There's a mirror over just before you enter up onto the onto the stage, and you can reassemble yourself. I'm going to do the same here, although I don't have so much hair to be concerned about. One thing I would like to suggest that you do now is secure your lineup cards. There's two halves. Split them in half now. Keep them together. And the one half will be presented to a marshal over on the left-hand side just before you will have your name read. But you should look down on the floor and step up to the white X that's on the floor so that your image can be broadcast around the world and all satellites, even to Star Trek, which we had this morning. Or it might be. Who knows? He's having a press conference right now, and he gave a very interesting speech. You can listen to this on Be Cool TV. As you know, if you go to mcgill.ca/convocations, that would be the way to find that. It's going to be up on the web pretty soon. Maybe you would give a warm comment and applause to Brian Sand and his quintet, who entertained you for the last half hour or so. I would ask also that you not have any of that going on, please. That's a wake-up call in the morning. It's called Alarm Early Riser. And I think you're all here, so you must be awake by now. Anyway, please send off the cell phones onto vibrate or something. I'm sure many of you, maybe most of the arts faculty, have jobs. I hope that's true. There was a rumor somewhere that this was, you just get jobs as soon as you roll out of the exit here. Your second card will be given, first card will be given to the marshal who will present it to the reader. That's Bruce Shore from the Faculty of Education. He does an excellent job. If you have a very complicated last name and you are certain that he will not know quite how to pronounce it, although he's practiced all of these names ahead of time, you could whisper it to him ahead of time. He'll bend his ear over, and no one will hear you. He will, and he'll do his very best. He's quite good in several different languages. most of them English, I think. Your second card will be given over here to your right, to my left, where you will receive your degree. And if for some reason you don't get the correct degree or you are awarded a PhD and you think this is not bad for just being here, you can correct that, if you're willing, by just coming up after the ceremony and present yourself to the individuals over here who will correct it, or if it's somehow a real misnomer, which hasn't really, hardly ever happens, it will be corrected and mailed to you at some point not too much in the future. We have an honorary doctorate to Vivian Poi, and she will have, I'm sure, some interesting things to say to us. As I mentioned, the reader is Bruce Shore, and the ceremony will begin when the chancellor, who organizes and runs the entire conference, although we organize it for him, but we tell him that he's organizing it, and he enjoys that, and he's a lovely man, very, very nice, Arnold Steinberg. And he will ask you to sit back down after I will have asked you to stand up. It's not church. We aren't going up and down many times. No hymns in between. It's just a little bit of up and down. And then you'll be able to sit for probably about 2 hours and 7.5 minutes, but I hope it's a little bit less. Professor Shore goes through the names very rapidly. There's about 7 seconds on stage, so if you want to photograph that, you can perhaps get that photograph up here on the monitor. I like to ask the question, how many in the arts faculty, and I know there must be a few who took a world or two, a world of chemistry course. How many? There's a few. Okay, just a minute. Partly I do that because there's a screen above, a monitor, and so I can get myself taking your picture on my camera, and it's one of those pictures within a picture kind of thing, which kind of makes no sense, but there it is. That actually wasn't so good. I'm going to take another one. I'll get this group over here. Hands up. There we go. And yeah, it looks pretty good. I can see my image. I mean, what else am I here for? It's just to get my picture. No, I'm just talking. He liked it. That's good. That's one. I would mention also that the class of 2011 has purchased a rather expensive but hopefully plastic bottle water saving device. It's so we don't have so many plastic bottles in the university. It's up here by the arts, by the library, and if it's not raining and you're thirsty, you can get some water up there. And also, given that you are arts-oriented group, many of you realize that there is an excellent display of apparently all of the costumes that were used in McGill Productions over the last 25 years that will be in the basement in the arts building. Just go straight up and down in the arts building, and the display is right there. I think you'll enjoy it. It is reputed to be very good. I haven't had a chance to see it yet myself. As you can hear, Jeff McCarthy is on his way with the platform party. The last of the platform party will be the chair of the board, the chancellor, and the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. And I think when, if you are willing, when he comes through this entryway on your right-hand side, give them a warm welcome of applause. I think they'll appreciate it. And then we'll start in probably about a minute and a half from now. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Excusez-moi.
Good afternoon, students who are graduating, your families, friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Arts. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue sur notre beau campus de centre-ville, lieu de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté des Arts. Now, it has become the custom for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a few words of his own, hopefully something that will be sufficiently meaningful for you to think about as you move to the next stage of your still very young lives. Remember that based on current life expectancy trends, the overwhelming percentage of you in this graduating class still have another 60, 70, or even 80 years of living. During this time, most of you will have more than one career, possibly, if not probably, several careers, regardless of your academic or professional training. As a result, learning is something that you will need to pursue throughout your lives. But as you will come to realize, education is not merely about academic achievements to acquire the means to advance the career paths you have chosen or which you will subsequently choose. Lifelong learning is essential to provide nourishment for the sustenance of the mind and spirit, whether it be an appreciation for art, literature, music, travel, or even bird watching. Since you will have, hopefully, a long journey ahead of you, put in the time and effort, and it takes a lot of both, to expose yourselves to entirely new areas of learning, and you will be richly rewarded. I cannot begin to describe the joy that I have derived over the past 40 years as a result of visits to museums, art galleries, exhibitions, and finally, the works of art that I have acquired from my home. This acquisition of knowledge, completely apart from my day jobs, has truly enhanced my quality of life. And this is a passion that started after completing all of my university training. So to all of you, a safe and exciting journey. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Principal Heather Monroe Bloom.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, Governors, Senators, esteemed colleagues, our distinguished honoree, Senator Vivian Poy, proud family and friends, and most importantly, graduating class of 2011, bonjour et bienvenue ici à McGill. Welcome to all for this very special ceremony. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifice you have made to arrive here, at this milestone moment in your lives, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for leave-taking and farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. Convocation is, after all, a beginning, a ceremony marking your initiation in the fullest sense into the Fellowship of McGill. You enter this tent as students of McGill University, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater. As such, you will become the newest members of a family of more than 210,000 living alumni, a family that is worldwide and includes our Chancellor, our Chairman, our Vice Chair, our Chancellor Emerita, and our distinguished honorary degree recipient. Graduates, as McGill students, you have worked very hard without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friends of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our heartfelt appreciation to your parents, your family, your closest friends who saw you through to today. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada entier, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de votre. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833, the first of which were granted on these very lawns. Indeed, this spring marks an important milestone in McGill's history, as well as your own. On March 31, 1821, McGill College received a royal charter establishing it as a university with the power to grant degrees. Thus, in this historic year for McGill, we celebrate the 190th anniversary of our founding and McGill's long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution. Indeed, in this very graduating ceremony, we have a sixth-generation McGillian, Andrew Hamilton, who is graduating today, and he is supported in this by one of our marshals, who is his great uncle and also a McGill alumnus. For you and for all members of our McGill community, this anniversary offers an opportunity to pause and to reflect on our beginnings, to celebrate our ties to this great university and to each other, and to acknowledge the contributions of McGill. It was on these very grounds that James McGill was living when in 1811 he made the generous bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to create a secular university of world stature, one that would develop this continent. He made this gift when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty that this land, on the side of a then wintry mountain, on an isolated island, could ever be the site, 200 years hence, of a great city or a world-class university. But this university did become great, and you, graduating class of 2011, are the direct descendants of that pioneering leap of faith by our great founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke English and French and Aboriginal languages, who believed, above all else, in the power of education to transform the world. James McGill's dream has been realized to a greater extent than even he might have imagined. For nearly two centuries, McGill has made its impact felt in every important field of human endeavor. James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. Today, McGill's graduates are Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, astronauts and cabinet members, captains of industry, poets and prime ministers, leaders in medicine, justices of the Supreme Court, foreign leaders, Academy and Grammy Award winners, and Olympic medalists. These individuals, indeed all of our alumni, have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill, our abiding commitment to excellence, to diversity, and to community service, just as you commit yourselves to these values. These values will be our future. They are yours. They have shaped our past. As we celebrate you today, class of 2011, we also celebrate the Faculty of Arts. The faculty, established in 1843, is one of our founding programs. It is at the heart of McGill's mission as a leading publicly purposed university. Today, arts is our largest and most diverse faculty, with a student body that ranks truly with the very best in the world, and a roster of graduates known for their global excellence and impact, their rigorous inquiry, and their adventurous thinking. Superbly led, and with great distinction, by Dean Christopher Manfredi, who shortly begins his second term, along with an outstanding team of professors, staff, and students, the Faculty of Arts continues to build on a legacy of providing world-class liberal arts teaching, research, and scholarship in the social sciences and humanities. Indeed, in the recently released 2011 QS World Rankings of Programs, McGill's Faculty of Arts and its humanities programs ranked in the top 18th worldwide, with linguistics placing 9th in the world. It seems to have an interesting little foray into another area here. That's for my colleagues on the platform, you'll imagine this will be of some entertainment to them even more than you. In any event, English placed 12th. Graduating class, as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give something back to your family, your community, your profession, your country, your world. And as you forge new beginnings, remember where you came from. In his 1944 address to McGill graduates, 1 month before he died, Stephen Leacock, legendary Canadian humorist and longtime McGill professor of economics and political science, gave the following advice. You carry away today a parchment, keep it. As the years go by, your McGill parchment will take on a deeper meaning, a magic wealth of memories. Wherever you go, carry with you these affections for the things that are left behind. In going out from McGill, as you will later today, your fellowship and all that it means remains and will remain unbroken. Leacock's words ring true today. Graduates, may you feel rich in your own wealth of memories. Carry McGill with you as you go. Please do undertake to stay in touch with us. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. But for now, today, this is your day, your special moment. Savor all of this ceremony. Remember it. Félicitations.
It gives me the greatest of pleasure to invite Principal Monroe Bloom to return to the podium and present Senator Vivian Poy, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
The Honorable Vivian Poy. It is our great pleasure to honor Senator Vivian Poy, distinguished McGill alumna, Canadian businesswoman, author, historian, fashion designer, and politician. Known for a quiet dynamism and great generosity, Senator Poy has an active and multifaceted career. She's made outstanding contributions to education, philanthropy, and public service. A powerful human rights advocate, Senator Poy is the first Canadian of Asian heritage to be appointed to the Senate of Canada. Born in Hong Kong, Senator Poy came to Canada in 1959. She earned a Bachelor of Arts in History with first-class honors from McGill, a diploma in Fashion Arts from Seneca College, and an MA and PhD in History from the University of Toronto, I might add, while serving as the governor of that institution. Senator Poy's diverse talents have led to achievements across many fields. In 1981, she founded Vivian Poy Mode, a fashion line which achieved great success in design, manufacturing, and retail for almost 15 years. After Senator Poy closed her company to pursue a PhD, she continued to fashion clothing, accessories, and furniture with her impeccable design and artistic sensibilities. Entrepreneurship is in her blood. She is currently president of Vivian Poy Enterprises, president of Callion Publishing, and chairwoman of Lee Tak Wai Holdings. In 1998, she was nominated to the Senate of Canada, from which she has worked tirelessly to improve human rights, to resolve problems associated with immigration and multiculturalism, and to encourage gender equity. Indeed, she is well known across Canada for introducing Bill S-39 to Senate in 2002, which proposed to alter the words "our sons" in our national anthem to be inclusive of both women and men. While the bill was ultimately not passed, we might pay tribute to her vision of a more inclusive Canada by inviting you to reflect on the proposed changes of wording during the singing of our anthem at the close of today's ceremony. Senator Poy has promoted tolerance and understanding among people of different faiths and different ethnic and national origins. She was instrumental in having the month of May recognized as Asian Heritage Month in Canada. Inspired by the desire to understand her family's past and to preserve the legacy of her own people's struggles, she is the author of 4 books that explore the history of Chinese Canadians. Senator Poy is a champion for her alma mater as well. She has served as a member of the McGill Board of Governors and established, along with her husband, also a distinguished McGill alumnus in his own right, the Dr. Neville Poy and Dr. Vivian Poy Fund in Plastic Surgery in the Faculty of Medicine, as well as the lead chair in Chinese culture in the Department of East Asian Studies. She has supported the establishment of professorships, research awards, and library collections across the country. In recognition of her outstanding lifelong contributions, she has received numerous distinguished awards and several honorary degrees. Notwithstanding her remarkable public achievements, I know Senator Poy would count as her greatest joy and satisfaction her close-knit family, her husband of over 40 years, Neville, her 3 sons and 3 grandchildren. In fact, today, June 2nd, we recognize not only our honor to this special woman, but a personal milestone as well, as Senator Poy and her husband today celebrate their 49th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to you both. Along with her husband Neville and her sons Justin and Carter, we celebrate today this multi-talented leader and cherished daughter of McGill. Now gives me great pleasure to call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Dr. Vivian Poy, the University's highest honor, the degree Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. and Senator Vivian Poy to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Poy.
It is indeed a great honor for me to be a recipient of an honorary degree from my first alma mater, in Canada, and I wish to thank the individuals who nominated and supported me. Today is a very nostalgic day for me. It was in May 1962, 49 years ago, when I stood here in the same field on a similar stage receiving my honors degree in BA from history from the Chancellor Power. I have a memorable photograph on the wall of our study with the Chancellor capping me, at which time I became an alumna of McGill. It was a beautiful sunny day, and all the graduating classes sat on rows upon rows of chairs in this field. Similar to this, however, there was no tent, and I wondered what would have happened if it had poured. I had been in Canada for exactly 2 years and 9 months. I came to McGill on a student visa like some of the graduates here today. I had just turned 21 and didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. My dad came from Hong Kong for my graduation. Now, I have to correct our principal, Monroe Bloom, about what I received that day. I will always remember him, my dad, saying, "Why second class honors and not first class?" What else would a Chinese father say? You might wonder why so many years later I'm still here. Well, as you just heard from your principal, This was the campus where I got to know my husband, who was going through his medical training in the Faculty of Medicine here at McGill. He was a frequent visitor of RVC, where I was in residence. And in those days, we had curfew at 9 o'clock. 49 years ago today, as was mentioned earlier by your principal, we were married at Christchurch Cathedral on St. Catherine Street. Two of our three sons are also alumni of McGill, so this is a very important homecoming for me. Hard work and education have always been an important part of the Chinese culture, and I believe that had helped me to make something of myself later on in life, because I'm always learning and taking up new challenges. When I was your age, I certainly was not as focused as many of you. One thing I did know, I loved books. Upon graduation, I was accepted into the master's program in library science here at McGill. Not that I liked administration, but I liked being surrounded by books. But then I changed my mind and decided to use my time for reading on a multitude of subjects instead. From then on, through the years of having a family, multiple challenges and careers, I have been learning every day, both formally and informally, and my life has been greatly enriched. I wish to congratulate all the graduates this afternoon who have achieved great things, and it is now time to celebrate. But before you do that, you must thank your parents, spouses, and your families for their support and for putting up with you through the years. I bet we can hear the sighs of relief that this day has finally come. I know the feeling because I've been there numerous times. I know this convocation is for graduates of social sciences and the humanities. This training will not only prepare you for the workplace, but also for life. Understanding human relations is, I believe, the key to success in whatever you may wish to do with your lives. From my experience, good grades count, but interpersonal skills matter even more as you leave this protected environment into the world of work and responsibilities. It is the combination of the two that has made it possible for me to be standing here today. On that May Day in 1962, I would never have dreamt that one day I would be so involved with so many communities and educational institutions across Canada and abroad. Yes, I believe my dad would be proud of me. I learned from my family while growing up in Hong Kong that recognition of success is measured by one's contributions to society. It is not what you do for yourself, but what you do for others that counts. This has worked very well for me. Not only have I made many friends, my life is also very interesting. From this day forward, despite your academic success, I hope you keep learning and reach out to others who need your help. And may you all live interesting lives. And congratulations.
Thank you, Dr. Poy. Just to repeat one thing of the many that she said, and starts off in the Bible, of course, it's not what you do for yourselves, but what you do for others that's a measure of our lives. And no matter how often we hear it, It can never be repeated enough. And thank you again, Dr. Poy, for reminding us. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. And I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs in the Faculty of Arts to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and the celebration of their achievements and accomplishments. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted at center stage by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. A student receiving his or her first degree shall remove the mortarboard, academic hat, and will be symbolically capped on top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. A student who has already earned any university degree will keep his or her academic cap on her head or his head and will instead be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that will be used. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as she or he leaves the stage to my left. These 2011 convocation ceremonies mark the official introduction of the McGill First Nations graduate scarves for our First Nation, Inuit, and Métis graduates. This occasion also permits us to commemorate McGill's historic connection to all Aboriginal peoples, who are the original inhabitants and traditional stewards of the North American landmass, including the Montreal Island on which McGill University stands. We celebrate all that these students have learned and that they have helped others to learn while here at McGill. Their diversity, their excellence, and their commitment to their communities and to the world enrich us all. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste officielle des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. As is custom and tradition at McGill, we begin with the graduate students, followed by undergraduates. I now invite Professor Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates. Professor Shari Baum, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to all graduate students. Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, will distribute diplomas to the undergraduate students. Congratulations, class of 2011. Félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in the Faculty of Arts, Sean Alexander Clouston. Jason George Dean. Paula Lucrecia Godoy Pais. Lynn Gulliker. Hannah Kinsler. Sarah Miriam Martin Brûlé. Scott Evan Matter. Bok Hung Young Hung. For the degree of Master of Arts, Sarah Elizabeth Acker. Sandra Ushawari Igbinode. Got it?
Good. Thank you.
I get 5 seconds each. Michael J. Anetti. Sarah Bean. Margaret Foster. Joseph Halbersma. Matthew Hodges. Anna Kathleen Lawrence. Namai Nyok Le. Youngju Lee. Stephen Lolesky, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Malik. Emma Planintz, Dean's Honor List. Rosemary Genevieve Quip. Chantel Renee Reynolds. Mitra Rebecca Thompson. Raphael Zafran. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Alana Bacchus. Alana Lise Boileau, with distinction. Jasmine Michaela Mallory Chipman Cote, distinction and first class honors. Melodie Chouinard. Matthew Alexander Clements. Christina Diana Camiso. Gina Lee Dobbs. Sarah Lynn Ebern. Sarah Fagelman. Natalia Filimonowitz. Joseph Edward Peter Folco. Tyler Joel Fox, first class honors. Megan Sarah Halbrook. Nicole Kostroman. Dana Leahy, first class joint honors, anthropology and sociology, Dean's Honor List. Emilie Lee Larivée. Gina Bon Metallic. Nathaniel Masso. Marine Moulin. Emily Ananda Nguyen. Nora Celeste Pang, with distinction and first class honors. Teal Patterson. Ariana Michelle Paul. Genevieve Ramakrishnan. Jessica Nicole Ravenhurst, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Sonia Rosenfeld, distinction, first class honors. Phoebe Girouard Spencer, joint honors, anthropology and geography. Jillian Lian Tiao, first class honors in anthropology, the Norman Prentice Award and Dean's Honor List. Mari Vihri. Miranda Walkerton-Whist. Elizabeth Zimmerman, Distinction in First Class Honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Marie-Christelle Ani. Syeda Zaina Ahmed, Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Muhammad Ali. Alexander Daniel Arnon, Honors. Vasilios S. Bazinas, Distinction in First Class Honors. Alexis Bébert. Hema Bisserb. Eli Liss, Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Christopher Gordon Bowlby.
Very focused young man.
Jack Lee Boyman. Ryan Jeffrey Cameron Branch.
Berger.
Philip Anthony Berger. Zachary Paul Burke with distinction. Marie-Lies Isabelle Capelle. Guillaume Carroll. John Joseph Carroll.
Okay. You're on.
Peter Kulikin. Jack Edward Charles Creasy. Samuel Robert Joseph Cummings. Michael Barton Davis. Antoine Jean de Beausset. Lauren Isabel Del Rio. Cyril Despont, Honors and Distinction. Zoe Alexandra Desroches. Ambuj Yakshesh Dewan, the Allen Oliver Fellowship First Class Joint Honors Economics and Mathematics Dean's Honor List. Kirian Kathleen Ducek, Honors. Maria Arturovna Eberg, Dean's Honor List. Karen Esmat Fahmy. Abdurrahman Ferudini, Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Sarah Emily Findlay. Danielle Marie Foley, with distinction. Gregory David Fife. Jamie Jacob Grunman, the Brian Coughlin Memorial Prize in Economics and Dean's Honor List. Felipe Mariano Gurdian. Abir Habibullah. Kayleanne Hall, with distinction. Christopher Douglas Hamilton. Luxan Luke Robert Harley, with distinction. Sarah Hartney. Hamza Hassan.
Go ahead. Natchew?
Nicholas John Natchew.
Great name.
Alexandra Lauren Holness. Stedman Blake Hood, first class honors. Ana Maria Iliuta. Paula Antonia Yan. Vijit Jason Ghani. Kimberly Jaceman, Dean's Honor List. Daniel Jonathan Kane. Remy Kamel. Lindsay Alyssa Karkek, with distinction. Vanessa Kachuni. Matthew James Kelly. Ali Khan. Julie Madeline Kyungjian. Elizabeth Talia Kramalowski. Raymond Kwan. Benjamin Gordon Harry Lazar, Dean's Honor List. Alana Sarah Levine, with distinction. Kong Liu. Kyle Theodore Peter Lockhart.
Is that Liu?
Brent Liu. Jessica Lumia.
Malone.
Christopher Dana Malone.
Dina
Basel Marto. Mian Mustafa Masood, Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Flib Melnick. David Lee Miller, the Hubert Marlowe Prize and Dean's Honor List. Elliot Mintz. Thomas Alfred Mitchell. Sarasa Mizuno. Adam Michael Montgomery.
Moroz.
Stanislav Moroz, First Class Joint Honors, Economics and Political Science, the Hubert Marlowe Prize and Dean's Honor List. Tanya Mulamula.
U.S.
Kazi Nuaz. Guru Ogaduchu, Joint Honors, Economics and Finance, with distinction.
Omarajic.
Amina Omarajic. Alexandria Panopoulos. Kevin Joyce Pleasance.
Megan O'Megan.
Megan Ruth Putkins, with distinction. Michael Andreas Pumple, First Class Honors in Economics, Dean's Honor List.
Quote.
Sebastian Alexander, quote. Carol Narissa Radka.
Radka.
Amna Raza.
Faiza Faiza.
Faiza Fatima Rehmani, honors.
Rempel Rempel.
Mark Andrew Rempel, honors. Joshua Alexander Resnick. Joseph Reeder. Ishan Riki. Stacy Romano. Lucie Rubinet.
Sani.
Alice Sani. Aditi Sethi. Steen Helker Larsen Sherman. Rishan Shrestha, First Class Joint Honors, Economics and Finance. Daniel Michael Steingard. Amanda Laura Verheyen. Jonathan Benjamin Viner, the Cherry Prize and Dean's Honor List. Michael Viner, Dean's Honor List. Karma Vivan. Kongsi Wu with Distinction. Matthew Young. Shahan Zanoyan. Nikolaos Ziavras. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations, Yasmin Bayat. Sepideh Beruzi. Amanda Bindman. Catherine Bui. Josephine Marissa Camerota. Philip Di Loreto. Robert Lupovich. Rebecca Nerink. Aisha Panchbaya. Brianna Lee Welsh. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been asked by the marshals to announce we have a long list in the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies. I'm not going to repeat the name of the degree, and the same thing will happen with the following degrees. I'll say it, then a whole bunch of people follow. Okay? For this degree, Gina Camille Adario Berry, Dean's Honor List. Mira Walid Al Ahmad. Oluwatofe Adjoke Alade Adeyefa.
Thank you. Is that our dog?
Catherine Elizabeth Arda. Andra Armasu. Sally Margaret Baker. Dana Ballard with distinction. Victoria Marie Bowman. Brianna Lee Bolton, Distinction First Class Honors. Emma Elizabeth Bonnier, Dean's Honor List. Emma Burnett. Michael Isaac Capel. Nicole Monique Charles, with distinction. Tyler Chow, distinction and first class honors. Juan Ricky Chen, joint honors with political science. Julia Couture Glasgow. Toby Ann Devine, honors.
Aristegui.
Patricia de Aristegui.
Thank you.
Carolyn Laura Donahue. Sucheta Nadig. Merrill France Draper, Distinction and First Class Honors. Nadja Ebelt, First Class Honors. Nicole Ann Ebert. Andrew Brian Edel. Kelly Elizabeth Earhart. Natalia Evdokimova. Charlie Y. Feldman, Joint Honors with Political Science. Maria Matilda Flores, Distinction First Class Honors. Talia Rosa Gordon. Evelyn Gosselin. Jennifer Leanne Green. Deborah Lee Griffith. Maureen Catherine Handrahan. Ashley Eleanor Hartman. Gabrielle Allegra Hayes, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Justin Alexander Holm. Corinne Houdon Arsenault. Nicholas Incher, First Class Honors. Stamatina Idiotakis. Maya Irwin, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Alicia Kassam. Olivia Hanley Kehoe. Gopyal Kim.
Nice name.
Heather Shirley Kindness, First Class Honors.
Morris.
Maurice Nicholas Kleina. Alexander Stephen Kost. Amrita Alouette Kumaratta, Distinction and First Class Honors. Krista Mai Litma, with distinction. Nathaniel Lewis George. Sasha Lontos.
Madeliner.
Yana Marike Madeliner. Megan Louise Ma, First Class Joint Honors with Hispanic Studies, the Spanish Embassy Book Prize, and Dean's Honor List.
Martial.
Mm-hmm. Christina Valerie Marziale. Case Laurier McNeil, First Class Honors. Cynthia Messina, Honors. Kaylee Beth Metviner, Distinction and First Class Honors. Samantha Leon Nadler, Joint Honors with Latin American and Caribbean Studies.
Is that Napier?
Vienna Napier. Nana Nianen, Honors. Alexa Bliss Palmer.
Stop chewing.
Genevieve Perron.
Merci.
Catherine Poirier-Blais. Benjamin Gregory Pomeroy.
Mm-hmm.
Roxanne Primo.
Prince.
Alexander Jason Prince. Nadine Bassem Kablawi. Maya Louise Reed. Tracy Barbara Regenbaugh. Ellen Ricciardi. Mira Faisawati Rifai. Jesse Maria Rivera Fagan.
Sabella.
Kinga Cecile Sabella. Amina Ahmed Ali Sami.
Skouspa.
Okay. Karen Juliana Skouspa. That was with distinction and first-class honors going across. Laura Ellen Scott. Carly Schenfeld.
Schreier.
Naomi Schreier. Simca Teresa Simpson, first-class honors, Dean's Honor List. Nell Slachowski, first class honors.
Megan
Elizabeth Smeaton, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Emily Louise Snyder, distinction, first class honors. Robin Elizabeth Steedman, first class honors, jointly with religious studies. Diana Catherine Stern is a third-generation McGillian, it says here.
Schweitzer?
Alice Schweitzer. Samuel Scott Tenenbaum. Yannick Touchette with honors. Melinda Jean Churinick-Naylor.
Joanie
Turcotte. Elizabeth Frances Tyner, Dean's Honor List.
Anastasia
Rose Whalen. Rebecca Jahan Ying, Honors. The following degrees are for Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Yazin Kutaiba Al-Kaizi. Nabiha Alam.
Dara
Omar Olami. Mariana Alexander, Honors. Catherine Amy.
Sorry.
Timothy Milnes Apedale with distinction, first class honors. Okay. Christian Joseph Arsenault, honors. Brandon Maury Ashmore. Allison May Bailey. Noor Bargash, honors. Emily Victoria Barrett, with distinction, first class honors with history. Dylan Galt Bohm. Hugh-Yon Beck.
Bernier.
Chanel Lorraine Bernier. Roberta Bidochka. Claire Eva Wetstein Bogomolny. Daniel Nicholas For Lee, honors. Lindsay Booker.
Boyer or Boyer?
Christoph Richard Boyer.
Boys.
Christine Ann Boys, honors.
Browner.
Yuri Browner. Michael William Brulot.
Berger.
Spencer Jake Berger, first class joint honors with history, Dean's honor list. Paul Joseph Calderhead. Emilie Campbell Renaud. Mara Shelby Chadnick with distinction. Nicholas Edmund Charlton with distinction. Alice Chauvel, honors. Connie Ziyu Chung. Allison Elizabeth Chick. Samantha Ann Chrysanthus. Christopher Sean Koaloa. Sunny Naor Cohn. Larissa Catherine Corriveau.
Julie
Costa. Paul Costello Riera. Emily Catherine Cox, distinction. Jennifer Ann Crofts. Jason Damour. Patrick Anthony Daly, distinction and first class honors. Oriane de Villiers-Lanoux. Mark Della Posta, honors.
Japo? Is that Yug or Jug?
Yug Japo.
Agathe
Caroline Dorel. Denis Duville, the Allen Oliver Fellowship, first class honors in political science and Dean's honor list. Smiranda Dragia. Stephanie Ducheneau, first class honors. Guillaume Jima, distinction. Francis Sean Dunnigan. Caitlin Alexandra Dwyer, joint honors with Russian studies. Christopher Martin Ferger. Anique Janet Floman, distinction.
Florin.
Aude Isabelle Florin, distinction and first class honors.
Laura
Fortin, first class honors, Dean's honor list. Sasha Isaiah Foster Andres. Holly Lynn Franklin. William Stephen Rudolph Garford, joint honors with history.
Dominica
Gear. Max Jonah Dennis with distinction. Vanessa Gerasimov. Jasmine Gaimi, distinction and first class honors. Glenn Marie Gibson, distinction and first class honors.
Gilfillan. Thank you.
Emily Allison Gilfillan. Shana Tara Goldman, Dean's honor list. Quilong Gong. Peter Anthony Grant. Stefan Darius Grybauskas.
Congratulations. Come over here.
President of a group I work with. Stephanie Amanda Gutnick. Dean's on her list, and I didn't recognize her when she walked up. There she goes. Jessica Halle. Andrew Hamilton, sixth generation McGillian. Kara Rachel Hart. Jeffrey Herskovitz. Jacqueline Suzanne Hill. Spencer Albert Hill. Catherine Sharon Helsinger. Cynthia Tommy Ho. Carolyn Michelle Hurigan. Ali Iktidar, Honors and Distinction. Ryan Kiyoshi Jackson. Matthew Adam Castle. Adrian Justine Klassa, Honors. Marina Kianoszewska. Julia Cuno, Distinction in First Class Honors with Political Science. Karen Baird Kumaki. Eamon Kuzbadi. Sophie Logre.
No. You walk.
Brandon Lee. Brian G. Kit Lee. And Sophie Le Grand.
Is that Jean?
Alexandra Jean Lemieux. Haochen Lee. Lillian Lee. Yipang Yao, Honors. David Lipsitz. Aaliyah Loney. Carly Ann Marie Lewis. Victoire Isabel Mayer.
Malmuth.
Andrew Robert Malmuth, Honors.
Thank you.
Kenneth Scott McCaggerty. Erica Ashley McDonald. Jonathan Vincent Miele. Haley Ann Gibb Milko, Distinction in First Class Honors. Sarah Mongeau Burkett. Jeffrey Benjamin Moss, Distinction First Class Honors. Jamie Alexandra Neely. Antang Yuyen. Kaylee Patricia Nussbaum. Keegan Craig Olson. Talia Otamendi. Beatrice Sison Paez. Madeline Ann Page, First Class Joint Honors with Political Science. Christina Park. Samara Perlstein. Laura Michelle Pelliser. Carlton Isaac Peterson Deeprose Honors. Stephanie Valentine Picard. Aurel Pilot. Excuse me, Aurélie Pilot. Dean's Honor List. Anthony Pizzolongo. Sarah Rachel Pollock, Honors. Daniela Alexandra Porat, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Amara Seta Posyan, Joint Honors with Middle East Studies. Lauren Grace Ramey. Olga Redko, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Samuel Joshua Reisler. Julien Ho, with distinction. Sophie Riappel Goelt. Benjamin Reed Robinson. Louis Guillaume Roldan. Cajal Dante Rooney Cespedes. Ashley Rosenberger. Ilana Mary Rothkopf, Joint Honors with Middle East Studies and Distinction. Mihaela Rusimova. Laura Andrea Saavedra, Joint Honors with History. Alessandra Lauren Salaturi, Distinction and Joint Honors with Political Science and International Development Studies. Nadja Santagata, Distinction First Class Honors. Alexandra Rose Shackman. Alexander Jacob Shear. Jordan Elizabeth Sim. Yara Salma Slim. Nicholas William Smith, Joint Honors with Sociology. Priyang Kumar Solanki. Laura Spitalnik. Jocelyn Nicole Stack. Okay. Valeria Ethel Stevens. Po Sun. Nami Suzuki. Kathy Tang. Jordana Eleni Tenenbaum. William James Thurman. Vicky Tobiana, Honors. Steve Andrew Torns. Tessa Jennifer Tomofsky. John Charles Tynan. Morgan Jillian Ura. Claudette Louise Van Zyl, Honors and Distinction. Gregory Thorpe Vandemark. Eleanor M. Anderson Vaughn, Honors. Emma J. Williams. Eliza Rose Wood, First Class Joint Honors with History and Dean's Honor List. Sarah Albright Wolf, First Class Joint Honors with Women's Studies and Dean's Honor List. Brianna Teresa Yerbury. Selim Zarifa. Okay. Lydia Miriam Zemke, with distinction, joint honors, first class with international development studies. Degrees that follow are for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Kim Adelman Lacas. Adriana Judith Rosenberg Alterman, Dean's Honor List. Isabel Asulin. Sonia Astana. Claude Bayargent. Christina Banu. Alexandra Jill Bedford, with distinction. Laura Emily Bellhouse, first class honors and Dean's Honor List. Amanda Kala Boomhauer, distinction. Jennifer Elizabeth Boucher Smith. Marie Michelle Claire Boulanger. Amélie Boursier. Douglas Alec Brewer. Matthew Otten Brown. Sabrina Bruno. Elisa Claudia Bucherel, Dean's Honor List.
Thank you.
Paxton Agassiz Butler. Heather Dawn Cameron. Dulcie Justine Sally Cardinal von Widdern. Claudia Alejandra Castro Castillo. Emilie Chevalier Jones. Sylviane Chung.
Ciparone.
Michael Antonio Ciparone. Sarah Elizabeth Clark. Sara Colalio, Dean's Honor List. Laura Nicole Couture. Randa Dalle. Leandra Desjardins, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Virginia Irene Duarte Walsh. Matt Duquette. Shonda Marie Enright. Cal Erdman, Dean's Honor List. Rafael Filipiuk. Lauren Ashley Forsyth. Emily Claire Fox and Craft, Distinction First Class Honors. Jordan Samantha Friedman, Distinction and First Class Honors. Lauren Reed Gibson. Sarah Elise Glick. Maddie Margaret Smith Hootstowers, with distinction. David Vernon Gold, first class honors and distinction. Adrian Goodgall. Christine Hannah Gross, distinction and first class honors. Marta Gunnin. Jennifer Gutberg. Nora Hatton Hope, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Kathleen Delaney Houlihan, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Catherine Claire Howells, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Yevgenia Kapchi. Jonathan Elliott Katz, Dean's Honor List. Kirsty Kelman McFarlane, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Evan Charles Kelso, Distinction and First Class Honors. Alana Cohn. Davida Joelle Kugelmass with Distinction. Orit Laha, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List.
Thank you.
Phoebe Laluz. Jessica Landry. Fei Su Leong with Distinction. Antoine Nicholas Luzzi, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Lillian Levy. Michael Lifshitz, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Joanne Lopez. Emily Marilyn McGregor. Allison Fenwick McKinnon. Okay, Robin Sarah Mammon. Sehar Manji. Evelyn Marcel with Distinction. Nadia Mestre Pasqua. Kylie Ann Matheson. Emily McCulloch. Cindy Mendez. Sonia Ingrid Michelson with Distinction. Samantha Michaela Minden.
Is that Gabrielle or Gabriel?
All right. Thomas Moran Robinson. Michelle André Morningstar, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Samira Mumni with Distinction. Ekta Naresh Mukhi. Nora Elizabeth Malloy. Mary Claire Miles. Allison Nathaniel with Distinction. Alexandra Louise Neniger. Carla Sarah Oberth. Aida Ohanyan. Catherine Palmer.
I can do that one.
Ravneet Panu.
Sarah.
Britt Sarah Parsons.
Pause.
Eliana Parbu. Natasha Pestonji, Distinction and First Class Honors. Molly Scott Phillip. Sandra Pietrantonio. Lisa Jody Pincus with distinction. Kristen Catherine Plunkett with distinction. Galina Pagasova. Amanda Michelle Poitvin. Martin Pulitzer. Zoe Prouse. Johanna Maria Karengesser with distinction. Kaylee Rabior. Laura Gabrielle Ravinsky. Adam Derek Ricine. Stephanie Rishikoff, distinction. Dory E. Rubin. Nadja Alexis Salmanu. Lucas Robert Samuelson. Peter Thomas Schilke. Benjamin Schlisser.
Panagiota?
Maria Panagiota Skolak.
Schenbach.
Yardena Schenbach. Tarian Sharifi. Amberly Shatler, first class honors, Dean's honor list. Jordana Shell.
Sarah
Schole. Catherine Shubin. Justin Singh. Caitlin Barkley Singleton. Sasha Zoe Sarah Smith, distinction and first class honors. Allison Jean Splett. Jeffrey Caton St. Aubin, distinction first class honors, jointly with International Development Studies. Caitlin Marie Steen. Michelle Taube. Jessica Mary Tanas. Roger Quang Vu Tan. Jessica Thompson, first class honors. Monica Frances Tomlinson. Catherine Yates Tooley. Melissa Toto. Konstantinos Simiklis. Emma Christine Valence, distinction. Deline Visser, distinction. Laura Vaughan. Karen Debbie Wantak Lung. Kelsey Alexandra Whittle with distinction. Sadine Willis O'Connor. Hannah Alyssa Wilson. Stacy Lee Wilson.
Alyssa?
Alyssa? Fantastic. Alyssa Wiseman, Dean's Honor List.
I don't recognize these people in these outfits.
Yasha Daniel Wolfman. Justin Kenneth Wong. Mary Sekyu Yang. Natalie Bianca Zakia, Distinction. Rachel E. Zahn. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology. Danielle Aaron. Samantha Alexander. Kelly Ann Baker.
Yeah.
Elise Baruch.
Ben-Haim? Or Ben-Haim?
Jessica Ben-Haim. Connie Chen. Michael David Kopage, Honors Sociology. Allison Ruth Curry. Sophie Dabb. Zoe Holland Engberg, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Jenna Gogan, Distinction and First Class Honors. Devin Hafner. Jessica Ho-Wo Chong, Distinction and First Class Honors. Anna and Mendelson Hodgins, Distinction. Kaiyan Hui, Dean's Honor List. Katya Yuliani.
Kajarowski.
Amy Kajarowski. Ji Young Kim. Claire Elizabeth McInnes. Christine Marie Martin. Brittany McCutcheon. Jessie Irene McDonald, Honors. Joelle Christine McNeil. Mary Ann Mount. Jenny Sarah Papkin, Honors. Joelle Pedneau, Dean's Honor List. David Eric Plotkin, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Katya Catherine Raimondo. Jennifer Catherine Reed. Sarah Ann Rodriguez, Honors. Alexandra Handley Roy, Honors. Naomi Schaefer. Samantha Dale Schott, Distinction and First Class Honors. Jason Settles, Distinction, First Class Honors. Courtney Loren Shapiro. Anna V. Take. Robin Lauren Visho. Andrew Charles White. Jenna Marie Woods.
I want to extend a very special thanks to Professor Bruce Shore, who read the names out. Thank you, Professor Shore. It's now my pleasure to invite Ms. Stephanie Ducheneau to deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates and guests, in the words of Albert Camus, au milieu de l'hiver, j'apprenais enfin qu'il y avait en moi un été invincible. Once, in the midst of a seemingly endless winter, I discovered within myself an invincible spring. While the student body sitting before me is incredibly diverse, I can think of two things that we all share. First, we are the McGill Faculty of Arts' graduating class of 2011. Second, for 4 years, we have worked together to weather what can seem at times to be an eternal winter. Anyone who has spent a winter semester studying at McGill understands what it means to inhabit an endless winter. Le froid mordant, days where temperatures dip below negative 20 degrees, render the tunnels connecting the arts building to the McLennan Library Complex oases, which teem with art students going about their days. Le tunnel de vent qui souffle de la rue Université nous donne le sentiment qu'on pourrait s'envoler d'un moment à l'autre. Outside, close friends become unrecognizable, lost in a herd of Canada Goose puffers or ankle-length North Face coats. School, too, at times, can seem an unending blizzard. All-nighters to meet paper deadlines, endless piles of JSTOR readings, and the fierce competition for seats in McLennan during exam periods have taken a toll on most of us. Yet, in the midst of this internal winter, each and every one of you represents that invincible spring that has brought me through my undergraduate career. As individuals, we have achieved great things. Nous avons occupé une vaste gamme de stages et d'emplois, que ce soit dans la communauté locale ou aux quatre coins de la planète. We manage grueling schedules, juggling multiple volunteer, social, or professional commitments on top of the heavy demands of being a student. Autant la faculté de McGill est reconnue mondialement, autant ses étudiants le sont-ils. While we will take with us the knowledge we gained within the classroom and in living independently for the first time, equally important are the experiences we have shared and the lessons we have learned from one another. I have participated in countless group study sessions where each and every person in the room had a unique knowledge and perspective to bring to discussion. I scanned WebCT discussion boards to find students offering each other advice or passing on notes out of nothing but goodwill and perhaps a chance at improved karma. As we gather here tonight, for the last time in our McGill career, I ask that each of us do three things. First, that we look back upon our successes and our turmoils these past 4 years and thank all the amazing people who stood by us. Second, I ask that we look to the future in the hopes that the paths which we embark upon tomorrow be as accomplished and diverse as the class of students sitting before me today. Third, I ask that, as we continue upon our journey as individuals, if our diverse paths happen to cross, that we continue to show each other the same empathy, respect, and support that I have witnessed and been graced with over the past 4 years. Félicitations à la classe de 2011. Grâce à vous, nous avons réussi à traverser l'hiver. Congratulations to the McGill Faculty of Arts' graduating class of 2011. Thanks to one another, we have made it through the winter.
Merci. Thank you, Stephanie. Would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré, avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I ask all of you now to please rise as I invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Dieu que nous venions et Dieu que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Stand up. Thank you.